From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. America's top intelligence chiefs warned U.S. lawmakers the U.S. is under constant cyber attack from a host of entities. Dan Coats is Director of National Intelligence.
While Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea pose the greatest cyber threats, other nation states, terrorist organizations, transnational criminal organizations, and ever more technically capable groups and individuals use cyber operations to achieve strategic and malign objectives.
Coates said the federal, state, and local governments are all targets, citing Russian meddling in the 2016 election. He said they are at it again leading into this year's midterm election. Coates said elections are seen as opportunities to undermine democracy, and he warned that decision time over North Korea's nuclear threat is approaching.
We have to face the fact that this is potentially an existential problem for the United States.
The DNI said the goal remains a peaceful settlement of tensions with the North, with maximum pressure being applied in various ways. A humanitarian source told the French press agency tens of thousands have been displaced in ethnic clashes in the northeast of the Democratic Republic of Congo since mid-December. Escapees like Anita Mave have spoken of burned villages and victims being hacked to death as they fled ethnic violence between Hema herders and Lindu farmers in Ituri province. She said some refugees died of hunger, some drowned. There is no one to help, nothing to eat. We survive in the bush like animals. Meanwhile, the UN said more than 20,000 fled to Uganda in just the past week. Ethiopia released opposition leader Bekele Gerba from prison, dropping all charges. He was arrested after anti-government protests broke out in the Oromia region in December 2015. The government has released thousands of political detainees since January. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, following a police recommendation that he be indicted, went on national television Tuesday to say corruption charges against him will, quote, end with nothing. Police have asked the Attorney General to charge the Prime Minister in two cases, one involving a wealthy benefactor, the other a newspaper publisher, with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. Yoav Kish is a member of Parliament.
The final decision is for the General Attorney, and we will wait to the conclusions of the General Attorney on that issue.
Mr. Netanyahu denies any wrongdoing and said he intends to complete his fourth term in office. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley described as preposterous denials by Myanmar, also known as Burma, that it engaged in ethnic cleansing in Western Rakhine State, where hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims fled a security crackdown.
The world is watching and waiting for Burma to act. What we have seen so far is cruel and barbaric. To top it off, they have the gall to blame the media.
Haley also cited reports of the existence of mass graves, reports the government denies. Despite the signing of a repatriation agreement between Myanmar and Bangladesh, UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi warned the conditions are not right for the voluntary return of the Rohingya. Speaking in Kuwait Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson urged members of the coalition battling Islamic State to help Iraq rebuild after Baghdad proclaimed victory over the IS group in December.
Helping Iraq create a government that is inclusive, accountable, and transparent will build a society that can counter the extremist ideologies.
The U.S. Export-Import Bank has signed a $3 billion Memorandum of Understanding for future cooperation with Iraq. Meanwhile, Defense Chief Jim Mattis, en route to Brussels from Rome, has called on allied nations to take responsibility for their citizens who join Islamic State and are detained as foreign fighters. Mattis said the jihadists are not yet defeated.
ISIS is not done. We've kept saying that the fight is not over. I've said that now for 2 months, and you just have to recognize the fighting goes on. That's why we want to stay focused on it.
In Brussels, Mattis is expected to press NATO European allies to shoulder more of the military defense burden. As the left-of-center German Social Democrats prepare to vote on a coalition agreement with Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats, SPD leader Martin Schulz stepped down Tuesday over internal divisions. Parliamentary Speaker Andres Nahles is expected to take over. The husband of Denmark's Queen Margrethe, Prince Henrik, died Tuesday night. He was 83. The French-born prince had been hospitalized following a trip to Egypt. In South Korea, America's 100th winter gold medal went to snowboarding champ Sean White after his final run in the men's halfpipe. Meanwhile, the women's slalom was delayed because of persistent high winds. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.